Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting more aid is headed toward those expected to flee Mosul. The United Nations Refugee Agency is shipping tents, blankets, and other aid from the United Arab Emirates to northern Iraq to help those affected by the military campaign to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR shipment leaving Dubai's International Humanitarian City Thursday is expected to reach those affected as soon as Friday. A senior UNHCR supply officer says that 7,000 units of the relief aid will be sent to northern Iraq. That shipment leaving Thursday includes about 1,500 kits. Witnesses are reporting Islamic State fighters taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields as they seek to defend the last major urban area they control in the country, Mosul. Islamic State militants seized Mosul in the middle of 2014 as they swept through large areas of northern and western Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday he hopes to have the forces ready to begin the assault on Raqqa in a matter of weeks. But the U.S. Commander of Operations, Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, cautioned Raqqa presents unique challenges not present in the ongoing Iraqi offensive to retake Mosul.
The ultimate liberation of Raqqa will probably take longer than Mosul, would be my guess. We're planning to do it in stages, to isolate Raqqa first, followed by an eventual seizure to liberate Raqqa. But it's probably fair to say with the complexity and the fact that we haven't really got it underway yet, that it'll probably take longer than Mosul.
Townsend, speaking to reporters at the Pentagon from Baghdad, suggested a sense of urgency to the operation. This is VOA News. The Post